Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Well, so we can do this. Yeah.
get you another boat.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network tonight. It's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that dude, that guy, Mr. DSP, a deeper shade of soul, the Dark Knight himself, the Chocolate Boy Wonder. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you J. Rob the Wise Son. What's good, my bro?
Van Meadows, let me tell you, I'm in a little bit of pain, but even with all of that, I'm not going to miss the Get Down. Because Thursday night is our night to be who we need to be. So I just took some of the muscle relaxers that the doctor gave me because I told him I had to be on the Get Down. He said, you don't think you can postpone until next week? I was like, this week will never come again, doc. Next week, he promised to me, but I got today, so it's to Get Down. And here I be.
My brother. Well, I'm glad you're here, bro. Sorry you're in pain, but I pray that pain dissipates and you get back to normal. But right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right now.
It's the Get Down. It is the Get Down.
Come
bro.
On now. It's the Get hey. Down.
Ladies and gentlemen. If you happen to be tuned in online and you decide or desire you'd like to call in and get down with us, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. When you get here, go ahead and press 1. Hey, if you're already here and you have not done so and you want to get down, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours.
I got mine. You got to get yours. They got to get hip to this.
They got you, man. Hey, while we at it, let's give a huge shout-out to our illustrious CEO. He's the CEO of Epiphany Radio as well as Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, shout-out to one author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. Check this out. Hit my brother up in his inbox. Tell them thank you for Epiphany Radio, or say, hey, look, let me go ahead and support a local or distant black-owned business and give me some Raw Links. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Will not be disappointed.
No, you won't. No, you will not.
Well, son, what we getting into tonight, bro? What we getting into tonight?
You know, this was a long, long thought-out process. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you're a frequent listener to the Get Down, you know Van and I love to challenge a poet. We love to have you experiment with poetry because we're all, and to experiment with your poetry means to experiment with what you are not accustomed to doing. Meaning, if you're a love poet, you're always going to write about love. If you're a conscious poet, you're always going to write consciousness. If you are a political poet, you're always going to do political. If you're angry, you're always going to do angry. But occasionally, you want to see what you could do with what you do when we give something to you. So this week, we took to a prompt. And we took to a prompt that starts with you could take it any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
Pour
mm-hmm.
rain into my cup so that I can... Pour rain into my cup so I can ... Whatever those dots mean to you, we want to hear from you so that we understand what it is that you do when you challenge yourself poetically. It's the Get Down. You knew what we was going to do. You knew what we was going to do.
You knew. So
that being the case, Van, before we even ask about poetry, well, how do you feel about that subject?
Oh, man, listen, I'm excited, bro. I mean, there's so many different ways that a phrase like this can go. And I'm excited to see what the callers, what they're inspired to write from this phrase. Pour rain into my cup so I can. I'm excited, man. I love it. As the young folks say, I'm here for it.
Yeah. I'm here for all that. Oh yeah, definitely. So man, I'm gonna trust you. I love you, but I
love you too, bro.
I happen to have
mm-hmm.
in my possession
mm-hmm.
a particular coin, per se.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have in my possession, and this is apropos for this weekend because John Wick 4 is going to hit the market.
I have
one of the gold coins from the movie in my possession.
Wow.
I will take a picture of it and show everyone that I do have one of the coins, the gold coin. Oh, yeah. This is what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Let's pretend that the Get Down is taking place inside the Continental.
You know, no business can be conducted on continental grounds.
Exactly. So you see where I'm going with this.
Yes,
and since no business can be conducted on continental ground, the only people allowed in tonight will be Van Reynolds and J. Rob the Wise Son.
I can dig it.
Our audience will take the role.
Hey, hold on, Wise Son. Hold on. I got one question.
Go, please.
Is the doctor in this evening?
I was going to tell you. You know what? I was going to say, I'd like to see the manager, please.
Oh, man.
Let me turn on my flash so that everyone can see that this is the coin from the movie. So, Van, I want you to choose heads or tails because the first part has a lady with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
The back part has the lion. So
I'm going to choose
the lion
tail.
Will be heads. You want to choose tails? That would be the lady with the sword. Okay? Okay, you ain't shit. Okay, so it is tail. It is tail. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me for cursing out my brother, but that is my brother. And he won. I'm really mad at you because I thought I could win this. So that means I will go first, sir.
Absolutely, sir.
I will go
allow first. Me to step aside and let you go ahead and get on down.
It is my pleasure, Mr. Wick. And it is good to see you again. Pour rain into my cup so that I can see what's never been sought, teach what's never been taught so they can want for never naught, because not having enough is tougher than not having anything at all. Let that rain trench my thirst and feed a liquefied foundation of a love supreme with a theme of love thyself first. Turn my cup into a chalice filled with the hopes and promises along with the joy and no malice on the wings of prayers that surf pockets of air, hoping to ride it far enough to witness what free and last looks like and sip a drip of what it might taste like. Pour into me what you see in me and drench me with your everlasting everything. Seated on the right side of the table of us, with his arms reached so that I can teach the masses that self-love tastes better than arrogance. Because ever since you showed me the real me, I can't go back to who I used to be, because that me didn't like me. So right now, nakedly, here I be, sitting at the edge of a cup, filled with the promises, hopes and dreams of things I never thought were important, but managed to always meet me in the presence of who I thought I would end up being. And it was then that I became wise and removed the disguise of who I surmised I was in all that was to me essential. And it was then, it was just then, that they poured rain into a cup and showed me a reflection of all I would be and me, my untapped potential. And then the ancestors said, drink. This is J. Rob, the Wise Son, and this piece has been A Deeper Shade of Soul. Peace.
My brother, my brother, my brother. I like where you took this. I like where the prompt you, the last line, was powerful. I love this piece. And let me just dig into a part of your piece that that I loved, absolutely loved. You said, pour into me what you see in me and drench me with your everlasting everything, seated on my right side at the table of us within arm's reach, so I can teach the masses that self-love tastes better than arrogance. A wise son, powerful, bro. I dig this piece. Phenomenal ink, bro. Man, I wish that would've went first. I'm going to go behind that.
Nah, don't you even try. Don't you even try, sir.
Come on, man. What
I wanted
do?
To thank you, because this was something different. So I wanted to write it in such a way that the ancestors would be mentioned in, because I read something a long time ago that said, imagine you being on your deathbed and surrounding you was everything you could have ever accomplished. Everything.
Yeah.
From the time you became an adult. And in that piece, they said, we're gathered here to be with you because we were everything that you could have possibly been in your life, but you didn't take advantage of what we were able to do for you. So now here
right.
on your final, we're here to do nothing but be buried with you. And the gentleman said, who
yeah.
are you?
Yeah.
We're your potential.
Oh my God!
That movie,
bro.
Being buried but with your potential. So that's what drove this piece. And imagine your all of your potential being filled in a cup of rainwater, and all your ancestors say to you, in order for you to fulfill your potential that they knew that you already had in you, was to drink.
Yeah.
So like the fountain of youth, but
yeah.
Sip from the chalice of life, and you shall become your potential.
Indeed, I love it, bro. I love it. But you know,
thank you, sir. But I cannot take all these praises, huh?
Oh man, you deserve them, bro.
What you know
mean?
What?
You wrote this fire piece, bro. What you mean?
Hey man, I'm inspired by poets, and I'm inspired by my brother. If I do anything, I'm done with the inspiration of what my brother is able to give, so kudos to you too.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, bro. Hey, man, but listen, you know, a lot of people have been questioning or asking me, you know, am I out of retirement? Am I back? I just got to say, yeah.
Why,
Why they ask you when you're retired?
I'm back. I'm back.
Why they ask you?
I'm back. Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, man, that's got to be like my favorite line from John Wick 1. I think I'm back. But let me go ahead and
I love it. But I can't
get out of the way, man. So we can go ahead and open up the mic for some other other poets.
Yeah,
what's your favorite, bro?
Hey, listen, my favorite is going to be you. So you, please get on down.
Be my pleasure. Pour rain into my cup so I could be drenched in your passion. Hold me accountable to the superlatives in which I describe the level of peace within your obsession. Drip all your essence into the atmosphere of my presence so my gloomy clouds can give way to rays of sunshine from your aurora that makes me proud. Proud to say I belong to you and you to me. See, the droplets of moisture from heaven prepares me for the moisture that will come from the radiance of your submission waiting for the chance for you to be completely vulnerable. And in your vulnerability, your emotions can become stable while your hormones decide, well, they decide, to be unleashed into an oasis of lovemaking like no other. The completeness of your seduction leads to another mind-blowing orgasm waiting to be free. Oh, and me? I'm just the man you've chosen to allow pain to disappear. From your energy circumference as you release your powers and you appear. Let me hold you in my arms so you know that all the alerts and alarms no longer are necessary as I whisper peace and powerful affirmations into your soul, where my goal is to ignite something so radiant on the inside of you that the rain doesn't know what to do because its intent is to wash away and drown out your flames while my intent is to heat up your desires and dreams just so I can be as excited as you are about making them come true. And I'd be delighted if you allow me to be the cup that your rain decides to fill. And I will forever love you still from the mind of poetic.
So you just ride the wave of love. When I listen to you do this, there's an old school slow jam that comes to mind. If you want that special lover, long breaks you down. That's the way it goes on love train. Bruh, I'm just hearing you do this. I can hear you do this piece time and time again, and I got that instrumental in my head. That's all I'm hearing. I'm hearing Love Train in the back of it, but I gotta tell you, seriously.
What's up, bro?
I'm just a man you've chosen to allow the pain to disappear from your energy circumference as you as your release appears. Let me hold you in my arms so that all that alerts and alarms no longer are necessary as I whisper peace and powerful affirmations into your soul where my goal is to ignite something so radiant on the inside of you that the rain doesn't know what to do because its intent is to wash away and drown out your flame while my intent is to heat up your dreams and desires. That right there? Right there, young man. That's what I'm digging about this piece. But again, I can't. Matter of fact, when this show's over, I need you to do me a favor and record this piece for me and send it to me. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I can hear this with that song. You just started saying it, and I can hear the melody in my head. And I know I do that a lot, but man, I can hear the melody, and I'm like, wow, this fits. Perfect.
It'd be my pleasure, bro. I appreciate you. And I will definitely record this and send it to you without question.
You are the man. You are absolutely
the man. No, you the man.
That's stuff they wrote about you in the bathroom. That's not true. You're a good person. You're a good person.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
you're raised
that,
by
man.
People
that
like
appreciate that.
You're raised by people that love
thank
you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you.
Indeed.
But some of what they wrote in the back.
I love
this piece. Some of what they wrote might be true. You know, it just depends on what they wrote.
I can't repeat
who wrote
that.
It.
I can't
who wrote it.
I can't repeat that. I can't repeat that in here. This is a get down. I cannot repeat it. I was shocked, but not surprised. But I will not repeat it.
You're not going to repeat it, bro? Okay, fine. Fine, fine.
I will
fine.
Not repeat it.
But, but yeah, man, that's, you know, I love love. I'm in love with love, and love has gripped me in such a way. I don't think I ever wanted to let me go again.
I don't think love will. Love is like, nah, we ain't going through that again.
Yeah, yeah. So my love pieces, they hit a little differently these days.
I bet they do, Daddy.
I just want you to know about David Mott's voice. You mean, hey, somebody find David Mott and tell him he reneged because he was supposed to be with us tonight. Hey, somebody put an all-point bulletin out for David Mott. Y'all find him and tell him we don't like reneggers.
Oh, clever use of words. Clever use of words. I was going to say we don't like those who tend to renege as if this was a spade game, but Vance said it better.
Absolutely. I am a poet. I reserve the right to take the English language and bend it at my will as I see fit.
No argument for me there, sir. No arguments there. So, let's
what
jump
what
into this.
Say, we want to jump into the poets, man?
Hey,
let's open up these mics.
While we are waiting to see if David Mott will bless us with his presence, let's open these mics and see what these poets have to say about the subject matter about rain and cups and stuff like that there.
Yeah, let's see. First up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. I give you Epiphany's own Mrs. VIP. Hey, Adrian. Welcome to the game.
Well, hello, Van. Hi, J-Rob.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, no. We didn't ask you what you look like. We know you're fine. Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, you are, Mrs. Oh, yes, you
indeed,
are.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Uh-huh. Indeed, indeed. Mm-hmm. So, Van, would you like to start the show off with Mrs. VIP, or shall I go?
I'll start it off.
You do.
Mrs. VIP, tonight we want to hear pour rain into my cup so I can go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Pour rain into my cup so I can pour blessings to others. What blesses me will benefit you. The rain brings renewal, washing everything to a clean slate, a renewing of the mind to get it right. When you pour into others, it should be reciprocated. It can be replicated as long as it takes. Whomever pours should make sure it's not an empty vessel or someone who can't be sprinkled upon. Discernment will decide who gets the rain. So pour the rain into my cup. Hopefully it symbolizes faith, hope, and charity, and I can reflect the same. Let its fluidity help me flow without ego and show kindness to my fellow man and know without a doubt it's all a part of God's plan. And that's that piece.
Faith, hope, and charity, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I know a little something about faith, hope, and charity. I hear you. I hear you. I like this. I like this piece a lot.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead, Van. Tell her about herself.
I liked how she opened this so you can be a blessing to others. Hey, now listen, sometimes when your cup's so full and it runneth over, you got to share. You got to share.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate this piece, and I love what you did with it. I love the direction that you took it. This is an amazing piece.
Thank you. Great
work, Mrs. VIP.
Thank you very much.
And dare I say, great show last night.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was around.
What?
I could hear. I know what went on. I'm just letting y'all know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So before we send you over to the
get down dance floor, I want to let everybody know what you got going on for J. Rob go talking that mess that he want to talk, that filth, blow, filth.
I ain't say nothing.
All right. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my beautiful diva, LaPearl LaNegra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And, of course, the topic is up for discussion because we like to tease y'all until, like, not the last minute, but pretty darn near. But we have a lot of fun. So y'all come out and join us. And back to you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Why, son, we got to make sure we show up now, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was indisposed, and I listened to. They were quite good last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The poetry was quite good. I heard what Edwina did and King Atterbury. I was like, oh my,
ooh.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
And then what Mrs. VIP put down, I was like, oh God. But what LaPearl LaNegra did, I was like, I might change my religion.
Uh oh.
Well, look at here. Mrs. VIP, we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. And always remember, take your socks off. Baby.
I sure will. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mrs. VIP. You can catch her next Wednesday in the Erotic Love Zone. Next up on the mic, we have J. Rob, the wise son. We got the other half of the Erotic Love Zone. One half of
Lord,
Poetic Therapy. One fourth host of the Soul Cafe. Pinch hitting sometimes for King and Queen's quarters. Let me just give you the hardest wicked woman. Epiphany, LaPearl LaNegra. Hey, Don Yale.
Hey, Van. Hey, Jay Rob. How y'all doing tonight? Beautiful poetry,
what's up,
gentlemen.
Man? You know what I mean?
You
see how
good
the poetry
to hear from you.
You see how dope the poetry is when Van writes it and tells us what to do?
Man, you better stop your mess. You know you wrote both our pieces. I don't know why you be letting. Why you be trying to fool these people, Jay? You wrote your piece and my piece. To me,
you're so crazy. I gotta tell you. Can I tell you something? I haven't been spending a whole lot of time online, so I don't really catch the invite until the last minute, and it's pressure. It is pressure, but I appreciate
it's your fault if it's pressure because you don't come back and visit us to see how we be inviting you. You know, it's not like you just stumbled upon it. This is your fault because we be inviting
you. I'm trying to concentrate on other things right now. Seriously, I got something big in the wind. You know, it's not that I don't love y'all. I'm just letting you know. I just had to say that. That's all.
Okay, we appreciate you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All right. I guess.
Fine.
I guess.
Fine. We're second fiddle. Fine. No problem.
Let us congratulate you on the show last night as well.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. No problem. So, La Pearl, La Negra.
Yes.
Tonight we are asked, tonight we want you to finish this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Pour rain into my cup so that I can.
Thank you. Invest in me. Pour rain into my cup so I can cleanse the dark walls of my heart and begin to shine again. I have space. Pour into me as I pour into you, and let our reasons for becoming more than just being overflow smoothly, beautifully, spiritually. Pour into me. I love you, storm. Pour rain into my cup so I can show you life blooming again and again as we speak our understanding into this life. Then we can watch this world flourish. Let us continue to flow and spotlight your passion with sunlight through my rainforest, because amidst the storm, your spirit is fierce and I feel safe. You are beautiful without making a sound, yet speak in silence like clouds through subsiding winds and the calming of leaves on trees. Pour into me. I love your storm, and we are one in this dance. Pour rain into my cup so I can cleanse the dark walls of my heart and begin to shine again, for there is no such thing as poetry which does not save. I am your lyrical beauty, so pour rain into my cup so I can create poetry in you. That's it.
So I can create poetry in you. Did you hear this?
Bro, that's my line too. But you got to go to the beginning of
what
that line.
What the hell, man?
Lyrical beauty, bro. That was dope.
Thank you.
We snapping over here.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Like, damn.
You see that right there? That right there? That's how you respond to a prompt. That was my Will Smith impression for tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody.
Hey, how about the bastard in your other Will Smith impression of slapping somebody?
Oh, that ain't right.
You feel like people are so is violent.
Yeah,
take a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Y'all always
fire.
Make me feel so
pure
good about
fire.
My poetry. Thank you.
Pure, dope stuff. What, son, what you think, bro?
I think she got a lot of nerve bringing something this damn dope to the microphone. And she was just talking about,
I don't get to see the prompt until the last minute. So I just put the pen to paper and let God take over. And whatever happens, it's not on me. It's because of God. I don't want no trouble.
I'm learning from y'all. Y'all don't get it. I'm learning from you.
Van wrote this 2 weeks ago.
Lord have mercy.
He's lying.
You know he pumped out like 10 pieces a day.
Don't leave the banana in the tailpipe. Don't fall for banana in the tailpipe.
This dude here, Van wakes up in the morning, make breakfast for a whole tribe, go to work, satisfy a whole tribe of clients. In between all that, he manages to write like 8 or 9 pieces of poetry in between clients.
Yep.
Comes home, make dinner,
write poetry while making dinner,
sets up the show, and then he's spitting. He's like, Jay, I just wrote these. You say that. And then we do the show. I'm like, where did you find the time?
I believe it.
No,
I believe
he,
it.
He
I don't know what y'all talking about.
To get his, he got his cape off the cleaning.
I was like, this dude here.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I was talking about. I don't know.
We all know.
I don't know who y'all
out
talking
10
about.
Pieces a day.
I don't know who you talk about. But I did say I was back though, so
welcome back.
But
yeah, welcome
great
back,
last
sir.
Night. Great show last night. Can you let everybody know when your next show is going to be?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday night, no doubt. I'm one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, as she said, the topic is up in the air. You know how we like to tease y'all, but when we come up with something, sure, you're going to love it. So, what else am I doing?
You feel like this. She's like, what else am I doing? Saving the world, working on world peace, signing the Jerusalem Pact, making sure that China stays in China. Just so much.
God. I would just say this, y'all. Y'all come by every night because Epiphany got it on lock. It's a show every single night of the week, okay? I may have trouble right now remembering exactly which show I'm doing, but please, y'all just come on by. Give us a call and join us every night of the week at Epiphany. The dollar number is 319-527-6300, and please press that one. Is that better? Back to you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for coming through and sharing. Thank goodness.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all too.
Now get on over to the Get Down dance floor with Mrs.
Yeah.
VIP and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Pearl La Negra. You can catch her Wednesday, sometimes on Fridays, every other Saturday, right here. You know, some Mondays, you know, trying to get the CEO to come out of retirement for another Soul Cafe, but, you know, you got to talk to him. Y'all got to talk to him. Get in his inbox. But that was the Pearl.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice to him.
Man, Wise Son, are we ready to keep this party going?
Very much ready.
Next up on the mic, we have our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Hey, Lady A, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. How you
doing? Tonight is good to hear from you.
The show's going well. Nice poetry, great, a lot of fun having you guys are having, and I enjoy listening to the laughter, and I sit here and laugh by myself. So you make my night a little... little more joyous, I guess.
We are glad that we're able to give some laughter in your evening and, you know, that kind of thing. Your day.
Yeah.
It's
snowing here, too. That's hopefully one of the last snowstorms we're going to get before the spring actually gets here.
You said snowing.
Yes. Dear me. It's cold, too. So we're all piled in our igloos up here in Canada, and the reindeer are just sort of holding the fort down.
Ooh, Lord.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well,
so your prompt
Lady
was
A.
interesting. Yes.
I'm about to give it to you so you can, so you can get on down. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Please tell me you're ready. All right.
I'm ready.
Pour rain into my cup so I can go ahead and get on down.
Okay. This is not going to go in a direction that perhaps you might be expecting, but I wrote this quite a few years ago, but it 2016. It's called Shit, It's Raining. They call this war a cloud over the land, but they made the weather, and then they stand in the rain and say, shit, it's raining. Centuries have passed and nothing learned. Horror, hatred, hostility churn. Passion for land, power and gold. Fodder for weapons and war to unfold. Crimson blood blankets the land, not foreign soil, but where I stand. Prime ministers and presidents try to calm. They are the cause of the first drop bomb. Patriots, faithful, impassioned, and strong, fail to protect or right what is wrong. What is the purpose and why all this blood to say, I'm the winner, then fall in the mud? Eons of men beating their chests, showing the world they are the best. Women and children are left home to mourn, husbands, sons, and brothers forsworn. Thousands of souls reign on the earth, drown us below as we doubt our self-worth. Leaders of lands make the rules of the game, then stand in wonder as blood pours like rain. In peace.
I actually like that. I like that too. Van, it's very poignant in its simplicity, but says a whole lot. I really enjoyed this. I can't afford it. I really did enjoy this.
The quote that
what
I said
you,
at
Van?
The beginning was from the movie Cold Mountain.
The movie Cold Mountain.
The Cold Mountain, yeah.
That first quote that I spoke earlier, yeah. It's a serious piece. I find that my writing has lots of different turns to it, and today I guess I chose this rather than writing a new one because of what's happening in the Ukraine with Russia, and you know, the Russians saying to getting China to help them get some sort of a ceasefire. And then, you know, well, get the hell out of the country then if you want a ceasefire. And the other thing was, right after that was announced, the news presented their latest bombing, which was an apartment building and full of civilians. So I don't get what's happening over there, and it sparked this serious chord in me, and I don't mean to bring the night down, but I think it's important to know this stuff for sure, but I felt frustrated today because I'm thinking to myself, why? Why are they doing all this shit, you know? Why?
Right.
And well, your poetry is a point of reference. And if that point of reference provided the one thing for you to take a look at and ink a piece like this, then by all means, so be it. You agree, Van?
I agree. 100%. I really enjoyed this piece. I mean, it was different, and that's one thing I appreciate. One of the things I appreciate about the poetry is that it's different. The opening line was just like a grabber to draw me in. So I appreciate the piece. I appreciate you for bringing it to the show tonight, honestly.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your topics. And I'm glad that you allow me to express myself on this show, and it's much appreciated.
We appreciate
you.
Now I'm going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can hang out with the crew over there.
Well, yes,
are
and get
ready?
Serious. And get the silly in. Thank you.
Nice. Let's go.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A, our favorite Canadian. Ooh, man. Why, son, I wasn't ready for this kind of poetry tonight, bro. I can't lie. I am in poetry heaven right now.
I'm surprised, and I'm very enthralled in what I'm listening to. Very, very, hey, very hey, enthralled hey. In what I'm listening to. This is good.
This is real good, man. This is real good. Hey, but check this out, man. We got a treat. We got a treat. I don't even want to introduce the next person because I want y'all to hear who this next person is. Let me just go ahead and open up his mic. Welcome to the Get Down. Let them know who you be. I know, but you let them know. Come on, area code 609. I mean, come on. You're unmuted. You know we talking to you. Come on.
Whose mic did you let loose?
It should be divine inspiration, but he's not saying anything.
Well, we may have to go to the next one until he's not bashing.
Somebody wake Paul up. Tell him he was unmuted. Ironically, he was the last one with hands up because everybody else is scared to put their hands up. But ladies and gentlemen,
really?
Tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. The dial-in number 319-527-6300. By all means, press 1 when you get here.
So if these people are scared, man, does that mean we get to do
We got one more person. We got another person. We got somebody. It's one of our favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, Double A, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. Welcome to the Get Down, my brother. How you feeling?
What's up, y'alls?
What's up, y'alls? How you doing,
What's
sir?
What's happening, bro?
Talking about rain. Hell, I'm going to have to pull my scuba suit out here soon. Just keep up.
I heard you guys are getting a whole heck of a lot of it. Hey,
yeah,
but it sure beats those wildfires that California was getting.
That'll be later on in the year.
From one extreme to the next.
From the wildfires and the mudslides, because we all know that half of Malibu is going to slide down on the beach here at some point in time.
Indeed, it shall.
Well, maybe we won't see it.
I know I won't see it because I can't afford to be up there where they at. I see it on the news after it didn't happen.
He's like, wow.
Right.
Glad I wasn't there.
Right.
Ain't that the truth? Because I ain't got millions of dollars to be rebuilding.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I can dig it.
I know that's right. Well, listen, Kingpin, tonight we got a real cool prompt since rain is on the topic of conversation. And tonight we're asking the poets to finish this prompt. Pour rain into my cup. So I can and get on down.
I got one. You may be able to pour it into a cup or you may not, but I shall leave that up to y'all. Obviously, the piece is called Rain. The rain falls from the sky. The tears of a generation, emotions of a displaced people. Sorrowful times of life. A mother cries quietly. Her son was unarmed. Shot down in the street. A cell phone in his hand. A husband rages against the machine, his wife taken from him, killed in an accident, struck by speeding police. A grandmother is still in shock. Her granddaughter is no more, taken in a rain shot dead in her lap. A community mourns, remembering a man, a father, his life taken while doing his job. The rain covers the tears we cry. The pain we feel, the rage we control, the questions we ask, and that's that piece.
Man,
wow.
This, okay, I want you to picture for a second, if you will, a real noisy auditorium. And there's all this noise going on, and Anthony Arnold walks up to the microphone, taps the microphone just to make sure it's on, and he starts to give this piece. And as he's giving this piece, Van, in the tone and cadence that he just did, everyone just looks up. And everyone just sits down.
Mm.
And they're sitting down, they're paying attention, and he's delivering this piece because this isn't just an average piece. This is just a real heavy continuum of really good poetry. And they're not even realizing they listen to the poetry. They just understand that they need to pay attention to what the brother's saying.
Right.
Just heavy.
Right.
Just heavy. I love this piece. And y'all have to excuse me if I'm always putting music to your poetry, but I just, it helps me. That's how I departmentalize sometimes. I hear certain sounds in music when poets are speaking. It just makes it that much more beautiful for me when I'm hearing you all. So, but Anthony, I love this piece.
It doesn't bother me at all.
My man. Van Meadows, what do you think?
Hey, man, I love Kingpin's pieces, man. You know, and the way he did this one, man, is just so much packed into it. And I love the education that comes with it, just the truth, the passion, the power. So I appreciate your work, bro. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this. Thank you for bringing it to the show.
The actual piece itself, the middle four stanzas were actually things that happened. The first one was the young man in Sacramento that got shot in his grandmother's backyard that had the cell phone in his hand. The second one, a husband and his wife was going somewhere, and I forget where, and I forget the actual place, but a cop ran a red light and struck their car and killed his wife because he hit on her side. The one about the grandmother was the one where the cops broke into her house, and it was the wrong house, of course. And she shot her granddaughter was taking a nap in her lap, and he fired and killed her while she was in her grandmother's lap.
Wow.
And the last one was the brother that was the security guard, and he had stopped these guys from robbing this club, and the cops showed up. And he was trying to tell, everybody was trying to tell them that he was the security guard, and they shot and killed him.
Jesus.
Damn.
So these were all actual events that happened, and I just took them and kind of compacted them into one piece.
I like how you did this.
Absolutely.
In the midst of what these are. Wow. Wow.
Well, I'm glad you guys do, because I hear whispers every now and then that I shouldn't do what I do, but it is what it is.
Hey, man, forget them
people. I love it.
Everybody ain't going to like what you write. Everybody ain't going to like you. Good thing you don't do it for them.
That part. That part right there.
Nope, I don't.
Absolutely. It reaches who it needs to reach. So, my brother, you promised us last week that you was going to be ready for the dance floor. You did promise.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, Jay?
Oh, yeah. I sure do.
All right.
I smell a Soul Train line coming.
Come on now.
My man. That's what we're talking about. That's what we talking about.
So
we'll get you
on
over.
Let's get it.
We'll get you over to the dance floor, man. You start that party going, and me and the wife's gonna join you very soon.
Very shortly.
All righty.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. Y'all be safe.
You too, bro.
You too, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother. Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin.
They know who we be.
All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 415. Welcome to the Get Down. Let everybody know who is blessing the mic right now.
My name is Sylvia Blaylock.
Oh,
hey, Sylvia.
Hi.
It is so good to
hi,
hear you.
Hi, Sylvia.
How are you?
Hi.
I had a feeling this was you when
welcome
I saw that
the
area code. Welcome, honey.
I am so glad I got to hear Anthony Arnold. It's been a while since I heard him spit. I've been seeing his poems on Facebook. And hello to you.
Well, hello to
hello.
You.
Hello. It's good to hear you. Absolutely. How you been?
I've been good. Well, you know when you put your crystals together and then you pray and then you ask for rain and then you get 12 atmospheric rivers and floods? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See?
I love it.
It's like, okay.
I love it.
You keep asking for this rain. All right. You keep asking for
okay, we wanted less fires and more water. Look at God. Look it.
I know that's right.
And everybody's like, I'm thinking the rain. Oh, no. We did rain dances, got our crystals, and prayed. Sit down, get an umbrella and a boat, and relax.
Right.
That part.
Indeed. Wow, so good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you, too.
And welcome.
You know, is this my first time coming to this show? I think it is.
Really?
I think it is.
Really?
I keep saying I'm going to come.
Yeah.
And I've been to other shows, but not this one.
Really?
No,
you visited everyone
Absolutely.
Except us?
Everyone except us, yeah.
Epiphany. Yeah. Stop it. I was, you know what? Ever since I fired my job, time has been very different.
Right. It
she
does,
said,
does
ever since I fired my job. I love that line.
We
you
should
know,
all be
the day
so fortunate.
I did it, that's what I said. I'm firing my job, and I've been sticking with it now. And I will tell you,
I'm glad to hear it,
that being a contractor with an LLC rather than working for a business has done everything for my stress, truly. I still will take contractor jobs, but I no longer am looking for 9-to-5 and your 401k.
Right.
I'm kind of doing that on my own.
That's right.
I did not know you could be this calm.
Yeah, absolutely. All you entrepreneurs out there who are thinking about being entrepreneurs, just go ahead and just do it. Just do it. It'll be the best thing that you've ever done.
Yep. I will say that again. Yep. I'm not here to be political, but Obamacare meant I didn't need my job for my medical coverage. I may never work a 9-to-5 again.
Absolutely.
I like what you
guys are saying. Me too.
I like that.
Right. Well, I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. Hello to your listeners. I wanted to do a poem celebrating International Women's History Month.
Well, don't let us stand in your way. Move, Jay. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way.
Stop shoving. Stop shoving.
Dark Joy Child, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Okay, put on my glasses. Queens, I don't know if anyone has told you, but that new style you're wearing, woo, you look gorgeous. All resplendent as can be, all wrapped up in poetry. Spirit so bright, you're blinding. I see your inner light shining out loud and on purpose for all to see. Well, sister, you're looking good. Well, at least to me, because I see you in my third eye view, smiling from my screen to thine own self true. Girl, if I'm not in touch, I haven't forgot you. I'm laying a foundation to better be about you. The struggle is as real as I agree to let it be. That goes for you as much as for me. I am sending you love and heartfelt admiration to all those brave queens spreading ink across the nation, indigo rivers from sea to shining sea, to those too afraid of spitting that, and those who feel like quitting that. Please know that I'm feeling that. Sometimes the battle takes all you have, and it seems like everybody has more than you have. Your burden blocks the view of your path. You want to cry so bad you can barely laugh. Your dip into success has turned into a bloodbath. Doubt is on you like a psychopath. You see, the mirror is tricky when it catches the light. Something about the reflecting is not quite right. Your aura casts no reflection. So you never get to see just how much you glow, that the world feeds on your essence and you don't really know. The brighter you get, the more they cling, doing their best to get a taste of that thing, that shine in your eye, that beat you walk to. You're so close to God, he's a friend you talk to, often simulated, never quite duplicated, secretly worshipped and openly hated. Girl, I know you are the light, the runway, and the show. Sister, you go.
If I could get off you.
Go ahead, Van.
This is an amazing piece of art mixed with truths, mixed with affirmations, mixed with encouragement. And no one does it like you, Dr. Archer. Amazing.
Thank you.
I miss hearing you spit.
I am having a lot of fun hitting live mics and creating live mics in California. I have to say, I'm enjoying this journey.
I love it. As soon as I'm back out that way, I tend on being back out that way sometime soon because San Francisco, my team is over there, so out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We welcome you. I'll look for a pan mic. Let me know in advance so I can get that going.
I love it. Will do. Will do. Wise son, please, what do you have?
I'm with you. I'm digging the affirmations and how this is all put together. And put together not just brilliantly, but very softly and sort of spiritually, if you will. And I just loved how this all came together as one. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's the poem I named my business after.
Love it.
Is that right?
Love it.
Yeah. Queendom Network. Nice. The name of the piece is Queendom.
Love it.
Nice.
Make sure you, I tagged you in J-Rod's post, so make sure you drop that and drop your stuff in the event page so people know exactly where they can find you and all the stuff that you offer. I mean, hey, free advertisement is good. Promote your brand.
Thank you. Thank you, and I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much.
We're trying.
I appreciate you.
I mean, Van truly writes some outstanding pieces for us to spit poetry to.
Really?
So
really,
I thank you for noticing.
This is what we're doing.
What?
Okay. Sylvia, this man writes all of my ink, so don't pay attention to him. All right. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so you can hang out with Anthony Arnold and the rest of the Epiphany family. One love,
thank
one
you.
Night.
You all
always
have a great night.
Take your socks off. You too.
Yeah.
Wow.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
One love, one
mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Sylvia Blaylock. Whew. Amazing. And we're going to go next up from Sylvia Blaylock, man, to... B, this is our good brother O. Brother O, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Good to hear you, man. Good to hear you.
Oh, dang. Good to hear you guys, too.
Welcome to the Get Down, Brother O. Good to hear from you, man.
I'm good, Jay. How you feeling?
I ain't complaining about a whole lot. Besides, who's listening? No?
Mm-hmm. I'm here. Go ahead.
So I'm glad that you're here, brother. I'm so glad that
Thank
you're
you.
Here. So, hey, listen. Tonight on the Get Down, we got this thing that Van and I are working on, and we want you to join in. So
mm-hmm.
It starts off with says, pour rain into my cup so I can ... And you get on down.
What was it? It probably get, I could let it rain so that I could, is that the one?
Yes, sir.
Tonight, let it rain so that I could to inspire and impact thousands of lives to the art of poetry. And I've been doing this thing for 13 years, brothers and sisters. And after all I've been through, I'm not slowing down one bit. My dear brothers and sisters, I have reached another milestone in my life. Yours truly recently celebrated my 13th anniversary as a poet, author, and performing spoken word artist. See, when you release your debut CD while in the hospital waiting a heart transplant, that's how I pat and inspire thousands of lives through the art of poetry. When you were featured on two local television stations in Indianapolis sharing your heart transplant journey during the holidays, that's how I inspired and impacted thousands of people through the art of poetry. When you are widely recognized as the most supported poet in the Chicago poetry community, despite not performing at live poetry events for nearly a year and a half of recovering from a heart transplant, that's how I inspired and impacted thousands of people through the art of poetry. When you are a representative for those who have been written off, counted out, overlooked, forgotten, underestimated, that in chronic medical conditions, and over 100,000 people are still awaiting organ transplants. That's how I inspire and impact thousands of people through the art of poetry. When you and manage to maintain your level of consistency in improving your craft and learning how to build your own brand while planning your highly anticipated comeback in the summer. That's how I inspire and impact thousands of people through the art of poetry. And when you have endured and gone through what I've experienced this past year and a half, and you made tremendous progress to come back stronger, to take my spoken word ministry to a national level, and share my heart transplant story before millions of people while on my nationwide tour next year, that's how I continue to inspire and impact thousands, even millions of people with the art of poetry. That's at peace.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Keep inspiring. 13 years, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep lending your voice and your ink to the art. I love it, bro.
Thanks, brother, man. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Hey,
bro.
Listen. I dig how you continue to inspire and how you continue to let people in openly of this particular journey and inspire those who might be going through the same thing or know of someone and how to navigate through it the way you have so eloquently. Love this piece. Love this piece. My brother, salute to you. I love this piece.
Thank you.
All right, my brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, maybe dance a little bit while you're out there. One love, one mic, brother.
Thank you. One love, one mic, brother. Appreciate you.
You too, brother.
You too. All right, all right. Whew, man, it's poetry tonight, J-Rod, man. Outstanding, man. It's outstanding. It only gets better, bro. It only gets
Does
better.
It really?
Because we have Epiphany's own host of the Inspiration Factory, Divine Inspiration. Welcome to the Get Down. Paul Sampson. What's good with you, bro?
Good evening, Kings. What's going on?
How you feeling,
man? It's a good day. How you doing?
Sorry I missed you guys a little earlier. I was otherwise detained.
It's all right.
That happens.
It's all right.
It definitely does. But I'm pretty good. I can't complain.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Well, we figured that this kind of topic is in your wheelhouse, bro. So we're going to get out of the way and let you do what you do. And the prompt is pour rain into my cup so I can go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right, this piece is entitled Rain. As the raindrops cascade down the window of my soul, I'm reminded of who has blessed me to exist. I'm reminded from where I've come and where it is possible for me to rise. I'm reminded that I have it within myself to elevate above worldly chaos, fears, and hate. I can dwell in a sanitized, filth-free residence in the realm where the raindrops themselves originate. Pour rain into my cup and allow it to overflow. I fear nothing anymore because at this life's end, I know where it is that I shall go. I have received the cleansing power of the rain, and I'm able to try to be better again. Pour rain into my cup, Father. Cleanse my everything. Cleanse me to righteously share the words of Heaven's King. Pour rain into my cup, mirroring the purpose of salvation's loving and merciful cup. Pour rain into my cup so that I can empower others with whatever you want me to share. Fill my cup, Father, that I too may be a weapon against the enemy, the prince of the air. I'm asking that you fill my cup for your holy intentions, for those tasks you have for me to fulfill. Use me, Lord, as you will, as you used and filled the cup of your precious, perfect, sacrificial son for me at Golgotha upon Calvary's hill. Fill my cup so that I can share the glory of you. Poem.
Yes, sir. Well, I sang. Go ahead, bro.
To God be the glory. This was an absolutely beautiful piece, bro.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
You guys don't know when you pick topics.
We just trying to help the poetry along, man. If it wasn't for the poets, none of this would even happen. So, thank you. Thank you. This right here was spiritual. So thank you.
And I thank my father because I was kind of late checking out what was going on for tonight. So I had to quickly sit down and ask him to help me write. So
and write
as always, he comes through. He comes through.
Amen.
And praise him.
What's
I appreciate
you,
man. I love this piece.
Hey, love
you know, what a way to round out the show with a piece like that. You know, dynamic ink is always divine inspiration. You know it. You know it, good brother. Your daddy helped
you
write that one. Matter of fact, he wrote it.
Yes, indeed. Hey, okay. I just said I'm just the little etch a sketch. Oh, I'm really showing my age now.
Ooh,
I ain't thought about
that. Hey, man, let everybody know. Let everybody know what you got going on at Epiphany before we get you over to the dance floor to do a holy dance.
Yes, indeedy. This coming week, we've got it's an open mic. It's whatever God leads you to share, but it's profanity-free, inspirational, uplifting, empowering poetry, you know. We strive to just... allow God to touch who it is that he needs to touch. Prayer requests, testimonies, you know, all that. Come on through and have choice with us, as my good friend Gina would say. You don't have choice.
Indeed.
I know that's
indeed.
My
indeed.
Yeah. Oh, I can't forget my partner over there, though. Y'all got to come and see Mr. Alonzo and kind of, you know, bring him out a little bit. Y'all need to come over there and ask him to do a piece because he's kind of shy about writing. We need to get on him because he can write, believe me. So y'all have
heard.
Give him some confidence. Yeah. I'm going to throw him under the bus.
That's it. Throw him under the bus. Throw him under the bus. It's okay.
Hey, look, Vans had his share of it, so look, it's somebody else's turn.
Hey, man, listen. He threw me under the bus a whole lot of time.
I will neither confirm nor deny those allegations. Oh, man. But it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful time. Beautiful
good,
season.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, all right, my buddy.
I enjoyed
over to that get down dance floor.
I'm getting ready to go hit Sylvia up and do a two-step. I ain't seen or heard from her in a minute. And hope her new intended don't get mad. Because I understand she's engaged now or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Nuptials
are
surrounding her.
We saw the blingage.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so he must not be no broke man.
Yeah, we saw the blingage.
Yeah. So I'm going to see if I can't get a two-step in with Sylvia.
All right, bro.
Do your thing, big bro.
All right.
One
appreciate
love,
you guys.
Mic.
One love. One mic. God bless you.
God bless you.
God
ladies
bless
and gentlemen,
you too,
our good brother, Divine Inspiration Epiphany's own host of the Inspiration Factory. Check him out this coming Sunday, 9 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio. Next show will be Saturday night, Jess J. and Gina Storm Show. Sunday, the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration and Alonzo. Monday, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday, one of Mojave's great shows, whether it be War Council. I believe it might be War Council this coming Tuesday. Wednesday, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP in La Perla Negra. And the next Thursday on the Get Down, y'all, it will be the live Get Down Open Mic. Oof. You know how it goes down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. We're going to bring on the next poet, area code 419. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Uh-oh, it's Rebel Jones.
Rebel P. Jones is in the building.
What's up, Rebel? What up? What's happening, man? I don't even know what y'all's topic is tonight. I just called
it. Today's always a great day.
Absolutely.
But I got some new stuff I wrote about 30 minutes.
You're here.
All right, brother.
So it's all good.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give you the prompt, but I want you to spit what you have.
All
right. The prompt tonight, my good brother, the prompt tonight is pour rain into my cup so I can pour rain into my cup so I can you get down.
Oh, man. I don't have that, but I got this. This is actually titled Untitled. I'm about to get down. When the madness appears, when it arrives, you know, when it finally gets here with its all out of sorts and its disastrous crazy, well, I'll tell you what, good sir and good ma'am, and that kind of insanity is real as I am here writing these lines, so here we go. Please do excuse my discrepancies in my current manner, but I'm returning from a hiatus of being who you think you once knew. In my absence, I hulked out a bit on my ego, but I'm back to Bruce Banner, not a fan of the dazzling of what's currently considered spectacular. In fact, I'm on high alert to what y'all consider worthy of your mind, ears, and dollars, and most of y'all these days consider talented. I wrote this in the car in the darkness with the shadows of the wind blew through me through an open window, and that's when the fuse was seen and mused my pen. Storm was on its way. I looked on from behind the driver's seat, blunt in mouth, and the pen still wrote. I heard the voice of a little black bird in my head as it sat perched on my car's hood, staring back at me, whispering telepathically, messages that are requested for me to write letters to humanity. And in the gist of mere minutes, I wrote this untitled song of self that began in stages of ignorance and innocence until I became a forest of wisdom through lifetimes of living and all of its lessons. For everything, there's time for its existence. I ghost wrote this concept on ghost white paper and invisible ink. There will be questions one day about these words that I speak, write, think, and eat. But you see, there's a kink in the system in the way that I see it. My philosophies, you see, my theories are broken. Captivated I am ever since I've ever been so open to the ideas that my mind's been encaptured by the visions that my mind's eye sees, the seas that I see in my line of vision that seem to flow differently nowadays. Nowadays, I have observed visually the world travels blindly through the high medical haze ablaze in the workplace with their stone face, working for a boss stone face, taking bumps in the back office of fish scales, wiping powder from his face. I see the world nowadays, and it gives me a bad taste, so I sit away in the darkness, unimpressed with the times with bloodshot eyes as I write this face.
I'm back to my Bruce Banner. What?
Yeah, that got me too.
What?
That got me too.
I'm sorry, that caught me. That really caught
me.
This whole piece is hot, but that caught me. Like, I wrote this in the dark, I'm back to my Bruce Banner. I'm like, hold on.
Right, that's right.
He about to transform on y'all. Y'all better get ready or see cover.
Right.
Go ahead, Rebel. Go ahead, boy.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
No, man,
thank you for waking up today.
This is fire, bro.
Indeed. I appreciate
Definitely fire, bro. No, man, we appreciate you, man, for coming through, man, doing what you do. DSR's on Rebel P. Jones, man, with this fire piece, man. We're honored that you came through to get down and decide to share your craft with us, bro. We appreciate you.
Oh, God, I love coming to the dead town. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, we love you.
We love having
you. I don't really get around on the social media as much anymore, but I love coming through to the get down. You know what I mean? This has been a spot for me for a long time, man. You know what I mean?
Bro, this is home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm playing. This is home.
I'm comfortable here.
As you should be.
How about my brother?
So
I was
happy to bring to you guys. Like I said, I just spoke half an hour, 45 minutes ago.
That's all right. We love New Ink.
I love New Ink.
Oh, question. Yeah.
I love New Ink. Probably
hey, we love
water,
New
you
Ink.
You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure. Brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Indeed.
Yes,
I love one mic.
Rebel P. Jones, one love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Man.
Peace.
Peace. Woo. Rebel P coming through slaying, bro. Hey, man, why son, man? We're gonna
miss it.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought, bro. Finish your thought.
Nah, he was just like, I'm back to being my Bruce Banner. I was like, ah!
That part.
He did his thing.
That part.
He did his thing. What was you about to say, good brother?
Nah, I was going to say, man, we're going to go ahead and start with last words, man. We're always going to start with you, bro.
Well, first and foremost, let's give it up to the poets. Let's give it up to the poets. Without any of you, there would not be this show. Good, bad, or indifferent, long, short, if it's one poet or if it's 101 poets. This show means a lot to Van and me, and we hope it means just as much to you. And we appreciate any of you and all of you who didn't see it to be robbery to come through and to spend some time with us. Truly thank you. To Van Meadows, man, listen, the accolades I got for you, man, I'm on page 7 of 14,000. And I just want to keep reminding you how much I love you, bro. And this show does a whole lot for me. Even in my pain, this made me feel good to forget about the pain in my back. Because sciatic is nothing to play with. But it's given me a lot
yes,
to work
sir.
With, bro. And without you, this would have been just a dull Thursday night. Regardless of sports or anything else, this has been a dull Thursday night. I wasn't going to let this pain in my back keep me from coming to the Get Down. So, again, I salute you, bro. And I sing your praises to anyone who's listening. And I love you, dog. See you next week.
Love you too, bro. I love you too, bro. Hey, man,
right
first and foremost, man, let me give it back to my brother, J-Rod the Wise Son, man. This show doesn't happen without you, bro. You know, we always talk about, you know, what we could be doing, what we could do, just you and I sitting here. But, man, listen, when it comes to the Get Down, man, you help make this show what it is. Your level of creativity, man, what you bring to it. Hey, man, I can't do it without you, and I don't want to do it without you, bro. So I appreciate you, man, and I love you with everything I have, bro. To the callers, the listeners, the poets, man, listen, y'all are amazing. Amazing. Don't let nobody ever try and diminish your light. You come through, you spit what you spit, you bring what you bring, and you keep writing. You keep doing what it is that you got to do, what you've been told to do, and then share your craft. You're a poet. You are a poet. So come through, hang out with us, join us. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. And I will say that until I'm blue in the face. So I don't have any more breath in my body. So we'll see y'all on Saturday night. One love, one mic. Peace. God bless you.
Peace, y'all.